محمد و آل محمد صلوات. فاتحة. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، مبير الظالمين، رحمة للعالمين، أبي القاسم محمد. أهل البيت الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المظلومين، ولعن الله أعداءهم أجمعين إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله وقوله الحق. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الذين آمنوا وتطمئن قلوبهم بذكر الله، ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب. صلوات على محمد وعلى آله. First of all, before I begin, the situation in the Gaza Strip has gotten worse. I'm sure all of you are following the news right now. The latest that I read before coming here is that there was a ship on the way to the Gaza Strip that had supplies, humanitarian aid, food, doctors. And that ship was intercepted and eventually destroyed by an Israeli vessel. You know, the people of Gaza right now are denied basic human rights, which is basic first aid. And so I ask all of you that in your amal, in your salat, in your prayers, that we are in the month of Muharram, we are commemorating that individual who gave his life for justice. And I mentioned the first day that there is a message in Karbala that we must apply to our lives. Injustice will never stop until the Imam comes. And so we have to be the Husseini of our time and stand up against injustice. And some people stand up against injustice by writing emails, some attend protests, and some throw shoes at other people. However, whatever method works for you, I'm asking you to stand up against injustice. Be it even that you wake up one day in the morning and just feel for our Palestinian brothers, that's enough. Because as a Muslim ummah, we are one body. If one part of our body hurts, the entire other body comes to its rescue. And we would not call ourselves Azadars of Imam Hussein if we didn't feel a pinch when we read about what's happening in Gaza right now. So in your du'as, in your amas, in your prayers, pray for the people of Palestine. Pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cuts the knees of the tyrant. And pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives strength to the mustaza'afin to be able to carry forward the message of Karbala, inshaAllah. Salam alaykum wa rahmatullah. So yesterday we introduced the topic of Tawheed in the very end of my speech. We discussed this concept that within every human being there is a fitri cry to find out who our Creator is. And there is this innate sense of thankfulness towards that being who gave us blessing upon blessing upon blessing. And today and tomorrow I want to wrap up this topic of Tawheed, although I mentioned yesterday Tawheed is such a vast ocean that in 2 days it can't be wrapped up. There are many dimensions of Tawheed, Tawheed al-Nazari and Amali and Aqli and Fayli and Sifati. There's so many Tawheed. And to understand Tawheed to its fullest can take months. The purpose is simply to inject all of us, including myself, with the sense that the being that we believe in, that existence is within us and not outside anywhere else. And so everything I'm going to mention today and tomorrow is based on our aql, our common sense. I will not bombard you with ayahs of the Quran. I will not bombard you with hadiths from our masumin, even though there are millions. I will talk to you on a very common sense and logical basis. Because in my limited experience, I found out that when our youth and our young minds of today understand something logically, they follow it 110%. And that initially that dalil-e aqli has to exist for naqli to make sense. And when you talk about khuda shanasi and tawheed, you talk about nothing but logic and aql. Indeed. And today I want all of us to understand that this system of tawheed is inside of us. And I'm going to continue that theme today and tomorrow. And so today, there are three aspects I want to mention that exist in every single one of us that leads us towards the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Before I do that, let me give you one example in a book I read just today. And it really made me think that there are signs out there for us to ponder on that sometimes go unnoticed. In Nahjul Balagha, Imam Ali has a khutbah